It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hello. Hi, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Hope the week went well for you and you're well. Well, you can confirm to that by leaving me a message on any of our platforms. I mean, on Facebook or Twitter, you know, we can, you know, get around to talking about it. Just, you know, gisting. Now, on this week's episode, we're going to deal with something that many would term as complicated, confusing, and often misunderstood. Yes, we are going to be discussing the subject bisexuality. And one of the most beautiful thing about this week's episode and conversation here is that we are going to have other people, mostly Nigerians, join us to talk about the subject. And then on a future episode next week, of course, we are going to have one of our female bisexual Ghanaian listener call us in from Canada, and Frank, a Nigerian bisexual man, will also speak to us on the subject next week. So basically, we're going to break the conversation into two, one for this week and the other for next week. It's really going to be an interesting discuss on the whole, but before we continue, we'll now take a quick time out and then come back to continue. No Strings, we'll be back shortly.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices. Be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we'll always love to hear from you. You're listening to No Strings.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings. Before the break, I mentioned that we were going to have two Nigerians speak to us on the subject of bisexuality. One is a bisexual and the other is a gay man. Now, many will ask or want to know why I have decided to discuss this subject and why I think it's relevant to discuss it. Well, the thing is, when I have discussions with people, they tend to not understand bisexuality clearly and thus have a whole lot of questions to ask, leading to me, you know, coming to understand that there are misconceptions and a whole lot of confusion going on about the subject, ranging from people thinking or asking, you know, questions like, are bisexuals confused? Are there bisexuals in Nigeria really? And also, many think it is easy to survive as a bisexual in Nigeria or any homophobic country at all, as many think that bisexuals are just better, as people think that they can represent themselves as straight, and some people say that bisexuals think that they are better than, you know, most gay and lesbian people, or all gay and lesbian people, while some, on the other hand, think that bisexuals are cheats by default, and if they can actually start and sustain a meaningful relationship with bisexuals, I mean, a meaningful monogamous relationship with bisexuals. And as you will hear on the show, some even think that bisexuality is an experiment and therefore not real. And the biggest question, you know, has always been, when bisexuals marry, will they still identify as bisexuals? All this we'll come to discuss here on the show. So let's go have our first caller on the show.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hello.
Hello.
I
would like to know what you think about bisexuals in general.
Bisexual in general?
Hold on. How do you identify as a bisexual or as a gay man?
Okay, you are talking of the definition, right?
No, I am asking about how you identify. How do you identify yourself as a gay man or as a bisexual?
As a gay man.
Okay, so
yeah, a gay man. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about bisexuals in general?
Bisexual?
Yeah. What do you think about them? Have you ever had any experience with them, with bisexuals?
Yeah, I've heard about that. Bisexual means having people, whether be it a male, female, And one being into relationship, into intimate relationship with males, people of the same sex, and also the opposite sex.
Okay. What I mean is, have you had any personal experience with them before? Bisexuals in general?
No.
Hello?
I'm hearing you.
I said, what do you think about them?
What I think about that, to me, since I'm into it. I was born into it. I find myself into something. I am not talking about you now.
I am talking about what do you think about bisexual people? Will you be able to? Will you? Is it possible that you could, you know, have a relationship with a bisexual person?
Yeah, due to some conditions, sure.
What kind of conditions?
Having his time. Having his time.
Having his time?
Yeah.
So you're going to be comfortable with someone who is possibly going to see another person of maybe, say, the opposite sex?
No, that's not a problem.
Okay, that's not a problem for you. You're
yeah,
you're
that's
very
what
okay
it,
with
that's
it.
What it, that's not a problem to me, but I actually also we need to have his time whenever I would like to meet him on our appointments.
You want to have this time with him when you want to. You wouldn't want, you know, distractions.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. That's nice. Thank you so much, Jerry, for doing this.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's my Damon.
Okay. So now let's move over to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Mike.
Mike from where?
You dropped off your number on Facebook. You remember?
Okay.
Yeah. About participating on a subject.
Okay.
Okay. We are actually trying to talk about bisexuality.
Okay.
So I would like your opinion on the subject. What do you think about bisexuality?
Okay. I just get to understand that bisexual. You say what I understand bisexual. Bisexual is a guy that has sex with a guy and a woman. That has feelings for a lady and a man.
Okay. So, is it possible that you could have a romantic relationship with that person?
No.
It's not possible. You could never have anything to do with that kind of person?
No, I can have a relationship with him, keep him as a friend, like him, even love him, have something to do business with him, hang out with him, stay in the same house with him.
Okay, hold on. How do you identify as a gay man or as a bisexual?
Okay, let me say, I'm a bisexual because I have a relationship with a man and a woman.
Really?
Yes.
So, how do you feel as a bisexual person?
I feel normal. I feel the way other people feel. I'm happy, like, hang out with everybody, hang out with guys. I feel okay because it is in nature. It's not something that I just start today. It is something that I've grown up with me, something that is my blood.
Okay. Now, most people in Nigeria say that it is easy for bisexuals to survive in a country like this, you know, like Nigeria. Do you have it easy? Is it easy for you as a bisexual, as against, you know,
if you're a bisexual, they get to know, they will condemn you, even arrest you. Like, if your family get to know that you're a bisexual, like, in a relationship with your fellow men, they will disown you, like, get you arrested.
So it's not really easy to be a bisexual in Nigeria?
As a bisexual, everybody use the woman to cover face. Why some people, like, bisexual, they pretend form to people as if they are not a bisexual. Meanwhile, they are bisexual. Like, you see a lot of guys, like, if you hang out with your fellow guys, like, go to a club, from there you get to know that people that you don't expect, that if you see them outside, you will not know that they are bisexual. You will see them at the party, and you'll be surprised. Why do they do that? Because they don't want people to condemn them. They don't want people to say negative about them.
Yes, I understand. So what you're saying is, it is not equally easy to be bisexual in Nigeria.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you marry, will you still be a bisexual? I mean, how will you deal with marriage? Of course, I know most people will marry and still want and seek fun with, you know, with other people outside their marriage. And for this, many has concluded that bisexuals are cheats. So what do you have to say about this? Is it true that bisexuals are cheats by nature?
That is true by nature, because some people, after they get married to a lady, they still go out, they still go after a guy.
Is this for all bisexuals or for some bisexuals?
Like, some of them, like, if I want to, let me say 90% of them.
Okay.
Let me say 90% of them.
Okay. Now, most people say that the reason why they can never date a bisexual is because of the insecurity that comes along with being in that kind of relationship, you know, not being able to have a clear standing. You're in a relationship with a bisexual person. You don't know where you stand. What can you say about this? Is this really, you know, what you can relate with?
Okay. Because of the insecurity, people keep their head low, their head down. They don't want to be condemned. Because, like, if they just know that you're a bisexual.
No, hold on.
The police.
Hold on. Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm trying to ask now is, some people say that they can never have a relationship with a bisexual because they do not have a future with that kind of person. Knowing fully well that the person may just wake up one day and say, I want to marry a woman, if for the case of a man.
No. That is not a truth. Because if you think about it, bisexual, they said to a woman and a man, and he can decide tomorrow that he want to get married to a woman. Fine, which she will keep the woman at home, making baby, or he will be hanging out with another person outside.
So do you think that's a good thing? For you to be in a relationship with somebody and then you're married, you have a wife and you have kids, you know, and you're still having another relationship outside, is it a good thing?
To me, it's not a good thing, and it's a good thing because this thing is a feeling. It's a feeling that you cannot control, which some people cannot control. Most people cannot have control by it.
Okay, good maid.
Hello? Yes?
It has been concluded by many that most bisexuals feel that they are better, you know, as compared to their lesbian and gay counterparts. You know, the advantage of being able to easily and comfortably fit in as straight. You know, most bisexuals think that they are better than gay and lesbian people. Do you feel that way? Do you think that you're better than gay and lesbian people? Hello?
Let me put this to you. Bisexual, gay, they're human beings. I mean, even they are surviving, they are living a good life, they are living a better life more than straight people. They have plan. They have future. They plan for their life and plan for their future more than
straight
people.
So what I'm trying to say is, you know, do you think that bisexuals look down on people who identify as gay or lesbian? Do you think they think that they, you know, this ego stuff?
They don't look down on them. E.g., me, I don't look down on them because I see them as they belong to the same category.
Okay. So most people think that bisexuals are confused and will suggest that they stick and identify with either being a lesbian or gay. So how does this kind of thinking come across to you? Do you think bisexuals are confused?
They are not confused. They know what they are doing.
Really?
Okay. Let me put this question to you. Can you just like started eating, I mean, you want to eat and you start putting food in your nose. It's not possible. Everything you do, you know what you are doing. To hang out with a lady, you know this is right. To hang out with a guy, you know this is right. This is what you need at this moment. This is what you need at this moment.
So it now depends on what you're comfortable with, what you enjoy.
Yes, because that's it. Like you can see you have a sexual org, like sex or sex urge, which and the sex urge can go into two places, either for man or for woman. You can say because you have a sex urge for woman, like you wish to sleep with a woman and you don't see a woman, you see a man, you do it. No.
Okay.
Your body will react to what's on your mind.
So it's about feeling good, enjoying yourself.
Yes.
It sounds selfish to me.
It sounds
selfish, like it's all about you. What about the other person that wants you? Who?
See, let me. I don't get you. You said it sounds rubbish to you.
No. I said it sounds selfish, like you're thinking selfish for yourself. Yes. Like you're thinking for yourself alone.
It's not selfish.
How about the other person that wants you all the time to themselves?
Wants me all the time.
Yes,
it's not both,
and you're somewhere
not
else enjoying with a lady.
Okay. Let me put this.
And she answers sometimes. How do you think he's gonna feel?
But as a man, mature man, you apply your sense to what you are doing. You will do it the way that will not affect your own.
I don't understand how you're going to manage the situation.
Okay, let me explain to you. As a man, you know the capacity of like 6 months that you can go a day.
Hello.
Yes. You know how many are that. How do I say this? I can go like 500, I can go like 400. Fine. If you hang out with your, you will know the type of woman that you want. If you're a woman like someone that likes it, if you go and have sex with a guy, like you have to reserve yourself, like when I get home, I must give a report, like satisfy the person that I get put at home.
Talking about sex. As a bisexual man, which do you enjoy sexually, men or women? I know it sounds awkward, but I have to ask.
You say who enjoys sex most?
Which do you? You're a bisexual, right? So which do you enjoy sexually, men or women? Which one do you prefer? You know, if you want to measure.
Okay. Okay, I can't lie. I enjoy women than men. Because if you have sex with a woman, you don't need to control yourself, like your condom want to say, like you don't need lubricant.
Is that the reason why? Woman, because you're freer? I'm not talking about which one you're freer with.
I'm talking about which one
you enjoy sexually. I am not talking about, you know, for the sake of you can do things freely with a woman. No.
Women. Yes.
So you're definitely going to marry a woman.
Yes.
Okay. So for the men, you're just joking with them.
Yes. Just like
joking with people with real feelings.
If you see something,
joking with people with real feelings for you, someone who truly loves you and is in a relationship with you, you're joking with that person's feelings? Hello?
Let me make this thing clear to you.
This is serious.
We get things that attract us in every woman body and man body.
I just asked you a simple question. You're eventually going to marry a woman.
Oh.
Hello? Are you eventually going to marry a woman at the very end?
Yes, I'm a married man. I have a wife and I have a son.
Really? You don't sound like someone who is married.
I don't sound like someone that is married.
Yes.
I'm married with a kid, a son, a dancing baby boy.
Anyway, that's nice. Now, please, can you help us here on this? Most people find themselves in romantic relationships with bisexuals and yet feel cheated, you know, when their bisexual lovers start to keep lovers of the opposite sex. You know, what can you say to this? You're in a relationship with someone, you know, who is a bisexual. And then you get to find out, finally, that this person is having a lover of the opposite sex. What can you say to someone in this kind of situation?
I don't get your question.
Some people find themselves in romantic relationships with bisexuals and yet feel cheated when their bisexual lover starts to keep lovers of the opposite sex. What can you say to people in this kind of situation? Should they feel cheated?
Yes. It's cheated. But to people, it's cheated. To the wife, it's cheated. But to him, it did not.
Really?
Because, yes, to him, it did not. But to other people, they seem as a betrayer, they seem as a cheater. But to him, it's not cheated.
Okay.
Like, he go for what gives him happiness. Let me tell you, being a married man, have a wife at home, does not mean that you are happy. Having a smiley face does not mean that you are happy. I want you to know that. You may use the smile to cover your pains, to not let the whole world know that you are under pressure, you are under pain.
What do you think are the things that could make you not to be very happy in your marriage?
Like I said earlier, not everybody married that happy with their marriage.
Okay, let's not go there. We do not really have much time. Now, do you think people can actually have long-lasting relationships, you know, with bisexuals, you know, that could possibly lead to something meaningful at the very end? Do you think people should be hopeful, just in case you're a man and you meet a man who is a bisexual? Do you think, can you be very much hopeful? Are you allowed to?
Okay, let me say this. You will have a long-lasting relationship, a smooth relationship with that person.
Mm.
Reason is that you will never want the wife to leave house because of what people will say. He will never let the person that is outside. He will never bring the person that is outside. That is the man.
I am not talking about a married bisexual. I am talking about an individual who is a bisexual and is unmarried. Person is unmarried.
Yes,
do you think someone can have a meaningful relationship, a long-lasting relationship with a bisexual person that could lead to something meaningful at the very end? Should anyone be hopeful in a relationship with a bisexual person?
You have a long-lasting relationship with the person.
Should the person be hopeful that something good can happen at the very end of that kind of relationship,
yes.
Hopefully?
Yes.
The person is permitted to be hopeful.
Yes.
I know a whole lot of bisexuals who want to end up with people of the opposite sex because some people think it makes things easy for them.
What do you say?
Some people think it's easier to marry someone of the opposite sex, a bisexual mostly. Bisexuals mostly think it's easier. Hello? We've dragged this question on for too long. Now let's move over to something fresh and new. How do you want people to see you as a bisexual man? How do people react when they get to discover that you're a bisexual, especially potential lovers? Have you ever had, you know, a situation where someone wants to kickstart, say, a romantic relationship with you and then eventually gets to find out that you're a bisexual? And what happens then? Have you had any experience like that?
Yes.
So,
see, both of you understand each other.
Have you ever had say someone is interested in you now? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Say you're a bisexual man, you are not married, you're single.
and then you meet someone who is interested in you, and he or she gets to discover that you are a bisexual and then decides to back off. Have you ever had that kind of experience before?
No. No.
No.
Yes, because I did not expose to people that I'm a bisexual.
Okay, you don't tell them.
Yes, I never exposed to people. I only know within myself, and I keep it to myself.
Oh, so you mean you've always had like this relationship with people, and then you keep, you know, that part of you as a secret?
I mean, nobody knows about it except the person that I'm moving out with.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever had this experience with somebody? Like, say, someone who is interested in you, and then you get to tell the person, oh, I am bisexual, and then the person escapes. Have you ever had that kind of, you know, experience
before? I have never had that kind of experience before. I have not.
Okay. Thank you so much, good mate, for having the discussion with me. You can check on www.nostringspodcast.com. An episode is going to be loaded up there. This episode is going to be on there. So you get to listen to this discussion with me on there.
Hello.
I'll send you a link. Hello, good mate. Do have a nice time.
Oh well, we have come to the end of this week's episode. I hope to continue with this interesting conversation next week. And on next week's episode, we are going to have our female Ghanaian listener and Frank, a bisexual Nigerian listener and follower of No Strings, join us here on No Strings to discuss the same subject. It's going to be the last and final part of this conversation. It's never easy here, so be reminded that you can support the show by, say, maybe donating something, however little. And to do this, please use the contact form on the website. And to follow our conversations, please follow on Twitter using twitter.com/NSPodcast1 and Facebook using facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. Please, you can always share your podcast episodes on any website or social media platforms. We, of course, open to that. And also, you can have a personal contact with me on Facebook by using facebook.com/DamonOfficial. Please don't forget to subscribe on the website to get notifications on new episodes and information updates. Until next week, bye-bye.